This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is possible in this digital economy where almost anything you can think of to buy can be had at a click or a tap. It is possible that there are almost too many choices and that as a result, the promise of online shopping, that we could all be smarter, more informed shoppers, has been shown to be wanting, shall we say. That's the point that Amanda Mull made in a piece in The Atlantic the other day.
There is a certain amount of variety that is wonderful for people to have, that is great for enabling people to make good decisions, to feel like they understood their options. And then there is an amount of variety that is what we have right now, I think, that makes choosing anything and feeling good about your choice sort of impossible at times. And that can just be sort of a paralyzing feeling. The scale of choice that we have has diminishing returns after a while.
I need a trailer hitch bike rack for my car. And let me tell you, it's overwhelming the amount of stuff you have to think about when you want to buy one of those. Let me ask you this, though. How did this happen? Because, and let's pick on Amazon because they're the market leader and everybody follows them in many, many ways. When Amazon started, we clicked on it, we found some things and we had a choice. And Amazon now sort of seems to not be in that business anymore.
The name of the game in tech companies and internet tech giants has always been scale. The easiest way to shore up your long-term viability as a company is to get bigger, to attract more customers, to provide more things to more people. So what Amazon said is that basically that we want scale, but we want to limit our exposure to these sort of labor-intensive, messy, logistical things. So they sort of flung open their doors to third-party sellers. And their most recent figure was that they had 2 million active third-party sellers on Amazon. And that means that you buy those products through Amazon, but those listings are managed by God knows who. So you've got this real mess, and it's a mess at an enormous scale.
One hates to be dystopian here, but this system is pretty much baked, right? I mean, Amazon is one of the biggest companies on the planet. It is almost globally popular. I don't even know what the question is. Is there a way around this? Is there a way that the smart shopper once again can at least try to have something of an informed experience?
It is pretty baked. You're right. And Amazon, their scale and their influence has sort of encouraged other companies, Target, Walmart, et cetera, to use some of these same tactics. When you go to Walmart's website and search for something that you think you might normally pick up in a Walmart store, you will get some options sold by the company itself, but then you'll get, you know, all of these third-party seller listings like you would on Amazon. And it sort of validates Amazon's theory of the case as far as scale goes, because once you sort of become embedded in someone's shopping behavior, it is very hard to get a person out of that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we're doomed to this necessarily. Huh. Different countries have different regulatory systems for forcing retailers online and off to be more transparent with their customers. But there's not a lot of political will around that. You know, these companies have a whole lot of money and a whole lot of influence. But my suggestion would be that I think these systems, and especially Amazon, sort of, they tend to train us to overshop. And I think the best like individual way to push back on that system is asking yourself, is this a problem I can solve without buying something? Yeah. And I think that those more mindful approaches are a good place to start for most people.
In the meanwhile, though, caveat emptor, which you talk about in this piece, right? Buyer beware. That's the name of the consuming game now, right?
Right. That is a common law doctrine that seems to have been around as long as commerce itself. And it sort of forms the basis of our consumer system. In the day-to-day sort of game that we're playing here with these companies, it is on the individual to protect themselves, sometimes with little more than their own doggedness.
Amanda Mull, she's a staff writer at The Atlantic. Amanda, thanks very much. Good to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.